Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another live Beauty and Beat show. Hey, I hope everybody's having a great Sunday. It's your girl Royalty. You are tuned in to none other than Dollhouse Radio, and we are here with a brand new live Beauty and Beat show. I know that you guys missed us, and we are totally sorry that we have been away from you, but we are back now. So welcome to the show. And this is, if this is your first time tuning into Beauty and Beats, we do our live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Dial House Radio. Make sure you let everybody know that we're airing every Sunday. This is where the world of beauty and music culture meets. So, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and let me go ahead and welcome in my two fabulous co-hosts with me. I have celebrity talent manager Jahaira on the line with me. What's up, love?
Hey, hey. How you doing out there?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Enjoying the fact that it's feeling like fall's coming in. The weather's lovely. It's And just loving it right now. Life is wonderful.
Awesome. That is so amazing. Well,
excited
let
to
me
be
go
back
ahead.
On live.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too. I'm like, I know the listeners are like, when are they going to be back live with us? So here we are. So let me go ahead and bring in also my other co-host, pro makeup artist and also beauty ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles. What's up? What's going on, Sir Charles?
Hey, what's going on, Angie? How you doing?
I'm good.
What up?
How are you?
Good. Just busy, you know, working, doing what I do. But that's pretty much it.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm excited about tonight's show. We have a great show for you guys. Of course, we've got coming up what's new in beauty, you know, what's going on in the beauty world, some great tips and things for you guys to find out about. And, of course, tonight is also the VMAs. Yes, indeed. So, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody's looking forward to the performances and red carpet and what's going on. So we are going to talk a little bit about the VMAs as well today, give a couple of predictions and, you know, just see what's going on as far as the categories and performers and everything for tonight. So if you guys want to call up and chime in during the show about anything that we're talking about, make sure you hit us up at 646-595-4038. We love to hear from the callers, so definitely make sure that you call in and chat it up with us. And also the chat lines are open as well, so if you want to shoot us a message or ask us a question in the chat line, you are more than welcome to do so. All right. So what we're going to do is, we're going to go ahead and get into these Dial House Radio announcements really quickly and a short break, and we will be right back with you guys. Well, we were going to do the announcements, but
after these messages, we're back.
Right. So, yeah, the announcements decided that they're playing, but we can't hear them. So,
is the volume up on it?
Yeah, it is.
That happened to me one time, and it was hilarious. So, the volume just wasn't up. It was like awesome chocolate.
Okay, in that case, I'm excited
to see this moon man.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, so it looks like we're not going to have these announcements today, you guys. So I'm going to give you like a rundown really quickly. So make sure that you tune in to Dial House Radio. We air live 7 days a week. You can visit us on the web at www.dialhouseradio.com. Make sure that you check out the website, check out the show pages. And also if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dial House Radio or specifically on Beauty and Beats, you want to make sure that you send your music submissions in. If you want to send them into Beauty and Beats, you can send your bio or one sheet, your track in MP3, and also a photo to Beauty and Beats DHR, and that's Beauty beauty, the letter N, beatsdhr@gmail.com. And we will review those submissions, and we will let you know if your track gets put into the playlist for our show. So definitely get your music submissions in. We are accepting them from all genres, so definitely make sure you send those. Also, make sure that you check out the Hot Sugar Instagram page. It always has the juiciest and hottest entertainment news for you guys, so you want to make sure that you check that out, definitely. All right, you guys, so that is basically it for the announcements, and I guess we'll go ahead and get into the show then. So
let's do it.
We've been gone,
so I know everybody's ready to hear all the great health and beauty news and the entertainment world news and do what we do.
Yes, definitely. So first, I'm going to turn this over to Sir Charles. And Sir Charles, I want to find out from you, do you have anything going on in the beauty world? What's going on in the world of the fabulous brand of Chanel?
There's no new products, actually. excuse me, not until the holiday season is pretty much set right now. So there's not really anything to talk about with Chanel, but I'm sure you got lots of stuff to talk about in the beauty world, you know.
Are there, like, any suggestions, though? Like, anything with, like, for instance, you know, I don't know much about makeup world, unfortunately. I know it's crazy because I'm, like, I'm still technically young and I don't really use a lot of makeup. But, like, one of the things that I like to get into is, like, is there, like, a product for, like, aging? That would be something that, you know, most people can maybe look into, something that keeps your skin glowy. I was looking at this video the other day, and they were talking about, it was Erica Mena. She was talking about something that she put on her face that, I don't even remember what it was, but it helped her glow. So I didn't know if, like, Chanel had something cool like that that helps your face, like, with glowing.
We have a bronzer that's a sun-kissed bronzer that's liquid. You can mix it with foundation, or after you put your foundation on, put it on top. That actually gives you that glow that I think you're talking about. I don't know because I don't know this person you're speaking on. But, yeah, you might want to try that product if there's a Chanel close to you. It's a really nice one, actually.
Yeah, so it's called Sunkiss.
It's a Sol Tan de Chanel, and then it's Sunkiss, and it comes in a little round jar, little pot like glass. It's really nice, about like $48, but it's worth it.
Now, is that something you put on like first before anything else?
No, that would be actually it's a color product, so you will mix it with your foundation. Or you can, like I say, put your foundation or tinted moisturizer on and then add it on top as you like your final set.
Cool beans. Yeah, like
yeah.
I noticed that. I'm like, that glow is so hot with your makeup.
Yeah,
and stuff,
it's real
like.
Nice.
Okay, so that's 10.
It's beans. Sol Tan. It's Sol Iel. And then it's Tan, T-A-N, and then D-E, and then Chanel, and then it's Sunkiss.
All right. You know I'm taking notes, so. Sorry. Y'all should be taking notes out there, too.
Exactly.
Great info.
Awesome.
And what about
awesome.
Fall? Like any particular colors that you recommend for the fall now that, you know, everything is coming out, everything's changing now with the season? Like, is there like a certain color tone or something that people change into with the change?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Most people go into the berry colors that, you know, the real deeper shades, like in the spring and summer, you're of course going to do more of the pinks and the corals and stuff like that. But in the fall time, you know, definitely the khaki, the brown, the real neutral, darker shades. That's pretty much, you know, how it goes. But there are some ladies that actually don't go from season to season and they want to wear what they want to wear year round. You know, switch it up however they want to do it, but that's pretty much how we do it, you know what I mean? I think some other lines do it that way too. But yeah.
Cool, great to know. Thank ya.
You're welcome.
Awesome, awesome. And it's so funny that you asked those questions because I actually was going to talk a little bit about anti-aging products. So it's good that you did bring that up. And also, I was also going to talk about some fall colors too. So you were right on target with that, Jahira. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was in Walmart today, and I'm seeing, like, all the Halloween stuff, all the fall stuff starting to come out, and I'm like, man, I need to really start thinking what I'm doing next because everybody's getting ready. So
yeah, I know. Like, time is flying. It really is.
Yeah.
But I did want to say, like, as far as, like, anti-aging products, and I wanted to bring that up on this show that for the ladies out there that are listening, anti-aging does not mean that you have to actually be older to use them.
Mm.
And you probably want to start using your anti-aging products probably as early as your early 20s, actually, and start, you know, preparing the skin and keeping it together. So there are tons of anti-aging products out there from different skincare lines, and I know that because I know Chanel does have an anti-aging skincare line, correct, Sir Charles?
Yeah, it's Sublimage. That's our like cream of the crop.
Okay,
yeah. So.
I know you had said that before, and I did check that out. So they do have an anti-aging skincare line. Other brands like Clinique, they also have anti-aging. So you could probably find different anti-aging products in all kinds of different skincare brands. So that's something that you guys probably definitely want to look into. You know, it kind of really depends on your skin type and what kind of results are you looking for, whether it's to firm and tighten or to reduce, you know, wrinkles and smile lines, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for and that you're trying to achieve. You definitely want to kind of, you know, go and, you know, go to a counter where these brands are and speak to someone professional in those areas. And, you know, based on your skincare needs, you probably want to talk to them and find out what's good for you. So, and there's also a host of product lines as well online. So if you start like searching, because I'm kind of addicted to the internet. So if you start searching on different things, you will find a lot of different skincare brands as well on the internet, some created by dermatologists. But the main thing I wanted to get across to the ladies listening is make sure that you actually put the effort into using anti-aging products and use it now, like before there you see any aging, use it now, and that will help along with the process. You know, everybody wants to be forever young, and, you know, so that's a good way to, you know, take care of your skin and make sure that it stays youthful and, you know, supple and soft and all that good stuff. So that was my tip for today, was to actually start looking into anti-aging products. And checking it out. I'm actually getting ready to try a new product because I'm always trying something. And I just drew a blank on the name right fast, you guys. I'm going to look it up really quickly here. But I'm actually going to try a new product line that focuses on anti-aging. And as soon as it comes to me, I promise I'm going to tell it.
All right.
So that's the one thing. Now, we'll get back to that in just a moment, you guys. But speaking of the fall season, yay, I love fall.
Yeah,
me too.
Yes. It's like the perfect weather, and then you can wear some hot boots, and you can, like, rock. I love rocking the deeper shades of, like, lip colors and things. I think that's awesome. So that's, like, right up my alley. So, speaking of fall, I did want to talk about some fall lipstick colors. Now, as more of a fall lipstick brand, I talked about Milani Cosmetics before, and Milani Cosmetics is not what you would consider more of your higher-end makeup, so I thought this might be pretty good for the ladies who's like, I'm not about to pay all that money for a lipstick and whatever, but Milani Cosmetics you can find in Walgreens, Walmart, you can go to Milani Cosmetics online. Milani is actually coming up in the makeup world, you guys, and the product line has been used in fashion shows and all kinds of things. It's actually really good quality makeup. Now, I am kind of picky about using drugstore products like makeup for my face. I have used like the Clean Collection, and I do like that, but I always go back to like my higher end products. But for like your lipsticks and eyeliners and eyeshadows, I want to recommend Milani Cosmetics. You guys should check it out. They have a new matte lipstick collection that is bomb.com. Yes, so bomb. The colors are extremely pigmented. They have a wide range of colors. The colors are matte, but they're still moisturizing to your lips. They are bomb. So I'm going to encourage you guys to check it out. My favorite is Matte Fearless. This is like a deep plum shade. It's really dark. It's really sexy. You get ladies need to take a look at that. And then, of course, they have Matte Confident. Matte Confident is a gorgeous red shade, and red is always fabulous and sexy. And red is one of the colors for fall. So you guys, check out the line. There's other colors in the collection. I actually have two other colors that I bought as well, but just Matte Fearless and Matte Confident are my favorites. You guys need to check it out. So I think the colors are great for all skin tones. You need to check it out. So, right. Jahira, have you ever tried any of like Milani Cosmetics lipsticks or anything?
Never, no, ma'am.
Try them out. I promise you will not be disappointed. You know, it's good because, you know, like some of like the higher end like products that you get, you know, sometimes I'll have those like on my little vanity and I'm like, you know, I'm going to save those. I'm not going to use those up too much because I just spent $40 on this lipstick and I'm not going to spend it again right away. So, you know, you want to have your everyday lipsticks that you go to, but you want them to still be good quality and beautiful colors. Milani Cosmetics, I kid you not. You can just get that. You get $5.95 for your lipstick. There you go. You can be Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, who $5.95, girl, I'm telling you.
Well, already then.
I would not steer you wrong.
What store?
Huh?
What store? Any store?
You can find it in Walmart. You can find it in Walgreens. You can, like I said, find it online, CVS. They all sell Milani Cosmetics. But definitely, definitely, definitely check out this matte collection. It's bomb. It really is.
Got it.
Wow.
All righty. Yay. So along with makeup and all of that good stuff, you know, you also have to keep your nails and feet done, right? Your nails and toes have to be cute for the fall season, even though you'll probably be rocking boots. But, you know, when you chilling out with bae and you, you know, take off your shoes, you want your toes to be cute. So I want to she's like, So you guys want to make sure that you check out the OPI, you guys, New Venice Collection. So that's one of my favorite nail polish brands. So you guys definitely want to make sure that you check that out and check out the colors. They have really pretty colors from like pale peach to your reds, your orange, taupe, purple, deep plums, even black. And, you know, those colors are in for the fall. I know we had talked about a couple weeks ago the Pantone colors for fall 2015. And so that pale peach and the orange and the reds and the deep plums, purples. Those are all in for fall this season, and this collection has all of those. But this is called the Men's Collection, and it is supposed to have the romance ambiance to it and everything. So, but yeah, definitely check out the colors, and they do have gel colors too, because I don't know if you guys, I'm kind of obsessed with gel nail polish right now, so they have gel colors as well. You guys want to make sure that you check those out, get those nails and those toes done, ladies. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what season it is, you should always be on point.
That's true. That is the truth.
And shave. Okay. Just because it gets cold don't mean you don't have to shave.
Fellas, too.
Right.
You gotta keep it right. Because most men think, you know, your nails groomed and your toes groomed is a little feminine, and it's actually not. It shows that you can take care of good hygiene. You know? Ain't nothing
you
worse
are
than a man having some
right.
sandals. And they wearing some socks to cover up them bad toes, or you know, they even put their toes up. Like, come on now, some
right.
stuff just shouldn't do.
Yes,
you are absolutely right about that. You know, because I actually I was in the nail shop and I actually saw, you know, a couple guys in there getting their feet done. I'm like, all right, now go ahead. So. They were getting their feet done, and you know the ladies were getting their pedicures and their manicures and everything. So, you know, that's really nice, because I don't find a lot of guys that's into pampering themselves, getting their feet done, stuff like that. And you know, that is really good.
It is.
Most of the guys I know, they really do think that's no, that's for girls. But if you're, you know, you over here trying to rub on my leg or crusty feet, that's not gonna
Thank
work.
You.
Right.
Or get on some sandals and you got to wear some
that's
socks and a little kneecaps to cover them up. It's like, come on now.
Exactly.
But you know what though? I have to say we can't. All right, because we are talking about the ladies, but there are some men that refuse, and they really should and need to get a pedicure. I don't understand why. I mean, I get that.
A mani. Yeah. I said a petty and a mani.
Yeah. Cause
that's
true. Some men feel like, oh, that's so feminine. I can't do this. I can't do that. No, yes, you can, because you need it, too.
She said you need it.
Some men need it. I've been grateful. I'm a feet person, I have to say. It has to be right. If it ain't looking right, I couldn't even date you. Your feet and your hair have to be nice looking. And you have to have a pretty smile, but that's something
else. Everybody got their preference. I say everybody got their preference.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to be laying in bed and you got, fungus on your feet. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. Don't be touching it.
Or the back of that heel again. It's
crusty and
that heel.
Oh, my goodness.
I see so many ladies with their little feet done and thinking they is in it. And I look back at that heel and I'm like, girl, you just don't know. You just don't know.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, my God.
Like, what you been watching?
Yeah.
Folks, it don't matter what
right, rocking
they
little thing,
you gotta be right. I don't understand that.
I can't.
But,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
God forgive me, and it's Sunday. Oh man.
Just gotta keep it real. That's it.
Oh my goodness, that is so true. But so for those of you who are into keeping up with your mani and your petties, make sure that you do check out the OPI collection. And then for the guys out there, make sure you embrace, go get your feet done or whatever. As you can see, a lot of women, or at least us women, you know, we think that men should get their feet done. So I think that you guys
especially should. Especially if it's needed. Yes.
Right. So last thing on my little beauty list for you guys is a body scrub. And I have to talk about this because it is so bomb and it smells so good. You guys know how I am about stuff that you put on your body that smells good and anything that is it's so amazing. And it's another product, you guys, that you can get at, like, Walmart. Or you can get it online. I don't think I've seen it anywhere else outside of Walmart and online, okay? And this particular scent, I cannot find hardly. Like, it's really hard to find. So, anyway, this is the Tree Hut Shea Sugar Scrub, okay? You have to get it and put it on your body and scrub down your feet and your legs and all over. And the scent is almond honey, and it is so amazing, so incredibly good. You smell like a little sweet brown sugar cookie walking around, I promise. Okay? Look, if you're going on a date, wear this. I'm telling you, get in the shower, put this on. It is amazing, and it makes your body feel really, really soft. So this is like royalty's pick for you guys. It's the Tree Hut Shea Sugar Scrub, almonds and honey. It is royalty approved. Yes, indeed. I promise you will get a second date.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Get with it. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
It
is so amazing. Yeah. It smells so good. So those are my products, you guys, for what's new in beauty. So, you know, we talked about the Milani matte lipsticks. You have to check those out. Check out those colors. We talked about Opie's new collection for your nails, your toes. Check that out. Check out this Tea Tree Hut Shea Sugar Scrub Almond Honey. Check that out. And also, ladies, do not forget to make sure that you start using anti-aging products now. 21 and up, I recommend. I mean, you could do 25 and up, but 21 and up, you should start using your anti-aging skin products. That will really help you as you do age, and you'll keep your youthfulness, and that's really, really important. And, yes, do check out the Sublimage at Chanel, because I checked that out, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to get that myself. So I'm trying out different things, but definitely make sure that you check that out. That one is Sir Charles approved.
Sir Charles approved.
And you haven't played in it yet, Miss Royalty?
I haven't. I need to. I know. I'm flipping. I need to. I'm going. Don't talk about me.
Just try. Got to try. And see. May like it.
We go. We are going to try it. And you guys, I guess we're going to try this again with this next little break. We're going to try to do this music break again and come back and get into some entertainment news. And, of course, we still have the VMAs to talk about for tonight. So let's give it a try. We're going to try to get into this Jasmine Sullivan joint, and let's hope that it plays for us. You guys, we will be back here in just a moment. Okay, maybe not.
Brand new?
It does. Yep. And this studio board is being brand new. So, okay, let's keep it moving. Let's go ahead and get into our entertainment news. What is going on in the entertainment world, Tahira?
Okay, so obviously right now everybody's gearing up for this MTV VMA 2015. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But last night or yesterday, basically Jay-Z broke Instagram, as everybody's saying. People are breaking social media and stuff like that. For the first time, he actually posted on Instagram. And I didn't know. I thought he had another page. I thought it was his page the whole entire time. But he posted a picture that was all about him and MJ, which was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome. He just said, "Happy birthday, King. This may be my first. This is my first and possibly my last post And that was it. So everybody
wow.
going crazy, like, post more. You got to post a picture of you and B and all this and all that. So everybody's going crazy about this situation right now. So that
oh,
was pretty interesting.
Oh, okay.
But it's a dope picture, though. It's an old picture. I mean, it's Michael Jackson, how he looked before he passed. But it was Jay was in you could tell it was old because Jay had a jersey on, and he had a mic. So it looks like Mike was at a show or Jay was at. I don't know, but that was pretty cool. Showing Michael Jackson love. He would have been 57. Ain't that crazy? That
wow.
whole Michael Jackson situation. May he rest in peace,
wow,
but I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know his sister's on tour. She's doing what she do. Janet Jackson.
Janet, yes,
to go see
Jackson.
Her? Anybody got their
I
ticket
still
yet?
Got these
I
tickets
haven't,
yet.
Unfortunately. No.
I haven't either, and I need to. I'm slipping. I need to get on it.
That's going to be insane. She'll be here next
it
month,
is.
And then they were giving away, be in Atlanta next month, they were giving away tickets to seeing her in Miami on radio.
Oh.
Like, dang it. Dang
right.
it.
Right.
I can't make it, but she's coming back, guys. So, you know, I love Miss Janet. I have to go see her.
I want to see her, too. I'm going to need to check out and see when she's actually going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's October.
So, I don't know if this is... Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying I believe it's October. She'll probably be here.
Oh.
Yeah. She's traveling. So I don't know if this is a rumor or if this is truth. I need listeners out there. If this is truth, I need y'all to call in unless one of my co-hosts are know this answer. But apparently, okay, Sir Charles, I know you won't. You say you didn't know who Erica Mena was. Erica Mena, she was on Love and Hip Hop at New York, and she's a Puerto Rican girl. Her number one fan is Jennifer Lopez, and she was known for being a crazy chick, basically, on the show, but you could see her growth. The last thing that she was doing was hosting BET 106 in Park, along with her fiancé, and this is what I don't know about. This is what I'm uncertain, because apparently her and Bow Wow have officially married. So she is no longer Mena. She is Mena Moss, which is Bow Wow's last name, which I thought was pretty cool and cute because they're so cute together. Have you seen them, Ms. Royal?
I have.
They're
I have.
So cute together.
They really are super cute together. They really
Do
are.
You know? Because, I mean, I was reading up and I'm looking and I'm like, that's what the word is, but I don't know if it's official.
You know what?
So,
I am not for sure. I'm going to have to go back on Erica's Instagram page and see if I can find out what's really going on. But, you know, I know that they were planning the whole wedding and, you know, she was ready to do it. So, you know, I have been wondering, like, when it was going to happen. So I wouldn't be surprised if they definitely are officially husband and wife.
Because Bow Wow's already introducing her as Mrs. Erica Mena Moss. So that's why I'm like, they finally got
married. They probably
oh
did
my gosh.
It. Hey.
I know.
All
that's
right,
so
cute. Y'all.
So then, you guys don't know, but my all-time favorite song is for the holidays, for Christmas, is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Ever since it came out in the late 90s, I have fell in love with that song. That's like my favorite. I wasn't too happy with the remix that she did when she did that some years ago, but she's getting ready to come out with a book, with a picture book, and it's called All I Want for Christmas Is You. So that's going to be interesting. It's a holiday book that she's putting out. And apparently you can pre-order your copy as of November 10th or until November 10th, something like that. You probably just need to go to her site. I believe it's mariahcarey.com, and you'll be able to get more details on that. But that's going to be interesting because she's, I don't know, Mariah's just changed so much over the years. Love her voice. Love Mariah.
Yes.
She's like classic. But pictures, I don't know. We'll see how that one will look. Maybe it looks like when you look at the cover picture, it's her with a Santa suit on holding a dog.
So I guess I'm wondering, like, what kind of pictures are going to be in here? Are we just going to be looking at Mariah or, like...
Mariah and her dog. Is Mariah turning into a cartoon character? That is let me see here. I thought my computer decided to act up just now. What is it saying here? Yeah, it's acting silly. So
that is interesting. I'm curious to see what kind of pictures and what else.
It is a children's book.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's looking like it's probably going to be like cartoon. Like,
that's kind of cute. Right.
You know how she can be.
Definitely kind of cute because I was thinking like a whole picture book of just Mariah. I'm like, okay, Mariah, now we've had enough Mimi. So, but no, I think that's really cute that she's doing a children's book, picture book, and I think that would be super cute.
But it's cheering.
Okay, it came back up. It is a children's book. All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's a picture book. She wanted to basically combine her love for children and Christmas, and that's how this came about. It'll be available November 10th, but you can pre-order it. So that's pretty cool. That's new and different for her, for sure.
Definitely.
You know, and then we didn't, this isn't entertainment, but I just wanted to talk about this because this situation happened this week and it was so crazy. I'm sure you guys heard about this, the reporters in Virginia.
I did not, actually. What happened?
You didn't? So
no, what happened?
It's all over. You can even YouTube it. It was a reporter, well, the commentator, and then the videographer. And they were at some resort interviewing, I guess, the president or the owner or whatever, talking really good. This is the crazy part. They were talking really nice. The lady was talking really nice about her resort and why people should come. They wanted to be safe, da-da-da. And little did they notice, there was a man behind them with a gun pointing and shot and killed the anchor woman and the videographer.
Oh, my God.
On TV. This was live. And the worst part of it, is that not only did he shoot them live and kill them, he videotaped this. I'm old school. He videoed everything from when he was holding the gun. He was holding his own phone camera, and he uploaded it to like Twitter.
Oh my God!
So come to find out. Yeah, it's crazy. So come to find out, the reasons this happened is because he used to be an anchorman there. And apparently he lost his job. And I guess she came in and she took over his position. And assuming he was infuriated about the situation.
Lord.
The other part about it is that the videographer and her, I think she was engaged to one of the producers, and the videographer was with or dating a producer as well. So you can't imagine how they were feeling watching this whole thing unravel right before them.
Right.
Oh,
it's all
my God.
On YouTube, guys. Y'all can pull it up. It's the you'll see the anchor woman and the videographer all from it's on YouTube. I'm like, how does that happen?
That is crazy. You know, people are just losing their minds these days.
They
I don't know what is going on, but
it
they
is
really
not that
are.
Serious, guys. Yeah,
it's not.
It
yeah,
ain't
it's
that
crazy.
Serious.
Ooh, it's
what?
Just getting so bad.
The guy doesn't know, you know what I mean?
I'm moving to Africa.
Just because a door just because a door is closed doesn't mean that another door is not gonna open. Like you have to recognize that that situation just wasn't for you. There's something else that's coming your way that's gonna be way better than that situation.
Right.
Right.
People, you can't let yourself down like that. Like, you got to keep positive.
Well, now he's going to be spending life with them hard legs, so they'll get his ass.
Oh, I didn't even mention this. So he was found dead. He later shot himself.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And he was found dead. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All for nothing. Like, it was so, like, it just was not worth it. At all. None of
it. Just sounds a mess.
Yeah. And
that
I feel
crazy.
Bad for the lady because she's serious. She's like on there talking about her resort and how wonderful it is and safe and all this. And then right there on live TV, this happened like Wednesday morning. Two people get shot and killed. Like it was on Nash. It was live. They were in. The anchor lady, I guess in the studio, they come back to her, and she's like, okay, I don't know what just happened, but we'll find out, and we'll get back with you guys. It's like you could clearly hear this gunshot, and that the man fell because the videographer, the whole camera fell. But what I don't understand is when you guys see this video, how did they not see him? Because at least the videographer, his back was to him, so I can tell. I know he probably didn't even notice. But the lady was facing, she wasn't facing that way, but her body was. She was facing the other lady and the lady she was interviewing. But it's like they should have noticed that someone had something and it was facing them. Like he had the gun and he was facing them, but. Prayers up for our world, guys. This is crazy. So,
definitely.
In other news, we know we're all super excited about the VMAs. And, I don't know if you're ready to start talking about that. Did you want to try and get into a song and a break? Because I know it's getting ready to start in like 10 minutos.
It is actually coming on at 9.
Oh, 9. Yes. The pre-show comes on at 8.
The pre-show is about to come on. We're going to try to get into a quick break first. I'm going to see if we can get a track playing here and then try to go into talking about the VMAs. So let's try to give it a try and see if we can get it going here. Let's go ahead and try this again.
And we're back.
Yeah, like it doesn't want to do anything. So this is what I think is actually going on. I believe that Blog Talk has done another upgrade. You know how they like to just do random upgrades and not tell people. And I think they have done another upgrade. And then I see this little message that says, if you have been using Hi-Fi service, then... I think it's causing the issue with the audio files, and that's it. Let's see here if we can.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, what?
There's
Kanye. Okay, we're
going to do
this
crazy,
guys.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga.
How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Twist, twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? Fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here no for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch to the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight to the shower. All day, nigga. Chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now. Looking real tough right now. I've been on the fly, like I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that sucks right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweetbread and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Peel up, peel up, peel up.
You guys, we are back.
That was
goodness, we are back. That was Kanye West with All Day. I don't know what's going on at the end of that song, but that was All Day with Kanye West. And if you are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio, hosted by me, Royalty, Jahira, and Sir Charles. And if you guys want to call in to the show and chime in with us, we are about to get ready to talk about tonight's VMA award show. You can hit us up at 646-595-4038. All right, guys.
All day.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Y'all know who's hosting?
I do. I was like, what? None other. So, Charles, you there? Do we lose him? Oh.
No.
Do you know who's hosting tonight?
I do not.
It's going to be fun. And she already posted a picture of her to excite everybody even more.
Oh, Lord. It is none other, you guys, than Miley Cyrus.
Don't touch my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Just don't think it understand.
Dysfunctional, reckless Miley. Yes, indeed. So, I'm sure this is going to be interesting, inappropriate, all kinds of good stuff.
Well, you know, one of the pictures she posted on Instagram this morning is of her naked. And she was saying her comment was,
when ain't nothing wrong with no naked internet.
Her comment was, when you host VMAs awards, when she said something, when you host the VMAs, you have to get up super early. And she looked like she literally just woke up.
Miley, please come out on the stage with clothes on. That's all I'm saying.
All day, Miley.
Oh my goodness. So I was actually trying to find a list of tonight's performers. I cannot find the actual list of performers for tonight. Maybe I was looking at in the wrong section, but I
Justin Bieber.
Jay Bieber. All right.
Jay Bieber is performing, which I'm actually excited because he's gotten so like grown up. And that song,
so
I didn't even know that he was the singer of that song that he sings. I forgot the name of it. But
he then became a man. Let me stop. Okay.
I know. No. Like, I'm super excited to see him. Did y'all see him on Lip Sync?
Did I see him on Lip Sync? Wait a minute. I might have, because I remember looking at it. Was he doing, like, some kind of rock song or something? What was he doing?
I can't remember the songs that he did, but it was so hilarious.
I thought it was Kiss.
I can't even remember who he was doing it with.
I know, me too. Yes, I think it was a Kiss song. He did. I love that show.
So you got him. Huh?
I said I love that show, Lip Sync.
Did you see Terrence? And
yes, and Taraji.
You can't even say Taraji anymore. It's Cookie.
I was dying. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
When she was doing Mary J. Blige, I about fell out. Yes.
Sir Charles, you have got to check out this show. It is hilarious. Have you heard about it at all?
What show?
Lip Sync.
Lip Sync.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen when Taraji did Mary came out. I thought that was cute.
Yeah,
it was super
was.
Cute.
Was
I was dying. I was like,
when Terrence came out and he did the Commodores, but was just like Rick James, though.
Right.
And then they ask him, why did you do this? And he goes, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Oh, my. You know, he has no good sense at all.
Right.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Justin Bieber, ASAP Rocky, and The Weeknd.
Oh, I like The Weeknd. Yes.
You like him?
I do. He's so weird.
I had mixed feelings about him. I don't know why, but
yeah,
I like The Weeknd too. He's like dysfunctionally weird. You just be like, okay, I get it, but I don't. Like, I know you were smoking some weed when you did the song. You know, it kind of just like, you be like, I don't know. Am I happy? Am I sad? Am I love? Do I love you? Do I hate you? I don't know. You be all messed up when you listen to The Weeknd, but I like him. I do.
Right. Yeah, his songs just grow on me, actually.
Yep. I'd be like, okay. But I do
but
like
you've got
him.
Everybody.
You know?
Everybody's going to be there tonight. You've got, oh, they just started now with the pre VMAs.
The pre show.
They're saying Britney Spears will be there. Kylie Jenner. That's going to be interesting.
Awesome. Yeah, VMA All Access is going on. So they have, like, a ton of categories, you guys. So I am not even going to get through all of them probably within the next 29 minutes that we have on this show. But we can check out some of these categories here. I'm starting off looking at the, I believe it is a video of the year category, you guys. So I'm going to tell you who's in the category. We're going to see who we think is going to win. So video of the year category right now is Beyonce's 7-Eleven, Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, Kendrick Lamar, All Right, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. That's my song, y'all. And then
that's
we
my
have
song.
Right, we have Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar with Bad Blood. I'm kind of feeling the Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Beyonce 7-Eleven.
Which was 70? Oh, the one that she did in, like, the bathroom. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I really would love Bruno Mars to win.
I would too.
I love
that song, Uptown Funk. Like, it just gets everybody dancing. I was like out at a restaurant, and this cute little white boy, like, he was sitting with his family, like, eating dinner, and I saw it, like, the song came on. He just stopped eating and started dancing. I was like dying. That was like my highlight of the evening. But like, that song just gets everybody wanting to dance. Like, I love that song.
Right.
It does. Too bad it's not in the player.
It doesn't matter what mood
right
you're in. When that song comes on, you just, like,
right.
It just livens you.
It does. Like, you, like, be mad, have an attitude, and that come on, you be like, okay. Get to dancing and stuff. Makes the day wonderful. But, yeah, so I hope, I'm with you, Jahira, on that. I hope that Bruno Mars wins.
Take that.
Yes, indeed. Fingers
Ooh.
Are crossed. Yes. What are you seeing over
I'm
there?
Sorry. No, it's not even what I'm seeing. It's what I just remembered that I completely forgot to mention during the entertainment news, which was crazy. 50 Cent and Diddy.
Oh, Lord.
The 50 Cent and Diddy controversy. Because 50, you know, 50 got F and Vodka. And,
uh-huh.
You know, Diddy has his The Rock. So 50 is going on tour right now, signing autographs and promoting the liquor. Sorry, guys, and we'll come back to the VMA situation because this is crazy. And I don't know if you guys have seen how they've been going, well, not even they, 50's been going at Diddy all week on Instagram. And the reasons why is because apparently I think French Montana did a song talking about F and Vodka, or he posted something, said something about F and Vodka. And Diddy, I guess, got pissed off about it because he's like, yo, what the F are you doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? So 50 got word on it, and you know how 50 and 50 Fashion does. He comes at you. And so he got nothing but crazy men coming out left and right talking about 50 and him, I mean, Diddy and him having a conversation earlier in the day, and there's this old black dude sitting next to him, and he's like, Diddy said he's getting too old for this.
Oh, God.
So y'all got to check that out. It's hilarious. So sorry,
that
y'all.
Is crazy. Why is 50 always beefing with people? 50 need him to stop.
But not for nothing, but that's how he gets his popularity out. Like, that's how he got, that's what he did with Power. Because honestly, I didn't know about Power first season. But once once Empire came out, and 50 over here, like, controversy as usual.
Right.
It's the same exact show. They bit off of us. So all of this going on, it made me be like, well, wait a minute. Let me check the show out and see if this is really true.
Right.
And that's how I got hooked on Power. But it's all entertainment, man. That's all it is. It's all for promo because it worked. It worked on me.
True.
As far as Power goes,
yeah.
And I'm sure at countless others. But
isn't it terrible? Because, like, people feed off of drama, and yep, that's what gets you your popularity.
Yep. It's working.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was an it's like the beef, the second beef of the year, the old heads.
The old head. Yeah,
so
too old to
Nicki
be
Minaj, apparently Nicki Minaj is opening up the VMAs. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Miss Minaj,
I just discovered it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Because she's actually pretty dope. I got to give it to her.
She is. I love
pretty
Nicki.
Dope.
All right, you guys. So we did the video of the year. So let's look into the best male video. Let's see who is in this category. Of course, we've got Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud. We have Kendrick Lamar with All Right. I really like Kendrick Lamar. I really do. So I don't know, you guys. And then we have Mark Ronson, of course, featuring Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk again. We've got Nick Jonas with Chain, and The Weeknd is in this category with Earned It, which is my jam. I like that song. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people kind of like the Weeknd song Earned It. So
right.
I gotta continue with my run.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give some points to The Weeknd. And I'm going to see if he wins in this category. All righty. So we've got it. Okay. So this best male video, you know, it's me and Jahira. She says Bruno. I say The Weeknd. We're going to see what happens. All righty. What you thinking, Sir Charles?
I think The Weeknd.
Weeknd. Two for The Weeknd, one for Bruno in the best male video category. We will see.
We shall see.
All right, you guys, let's check out best female video. Let's see what's going on in this category. Best female video. Dun, dun, dun. We've got Beyonce with 7-Eleven, Ellie Goulding with Love Me Like You Do, Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, Sia with Elastic Heart, and Taylor Swift with Blank Space.
I think Taylor may win that one.
You think Taylor? I'm actually torn right now between Beyonce 711 and Nicki Minaj Anaconda. Do we think Beyonce, because she's Beyonce, may actually win this category? Or do you think Nicki Minaj, because she showed a lot of butt in this one, if that was going to be a winner? I don't know. I can't make a decision here. I am going to, because I am a diehard Beyonce fan, I'm going to give this to my dear Beyonce
no.
with 7-Eleven. I'm going to give it to her with 7-Eleven. What are you thinking, Sir Charles?
Well, you know, I ain't no Beyonce fan.
I know, whatever. Okay.
I mean, you know, she probably just going to get it just because she got a cult following her, you know.
Oh,
they just gonna give it to her, honey.
Yeah, so don't you worry, boo. I still rock with you.
So. We'll see. I think Taylor Swift. Now, the only thing that that's getting me about Miss Taylor is that she's actually kind of smart, because she is using these awards to showcase her videos.
That's true.
So whoever is in her management team, or, you know, handling her business for her, marketing,
mm-hmm.
like, they're actually, because, you know, she's showcasing a brand new video tonight on the VMAs too.
Is she?
Yeah. I
okay,
forgot the name of the song, but it's coming on tonight. I'm like, look at her. She's actually, they kind of doing something over there.
Wow.
All
right, well, I am not mad at you, Miss Taylor.
And
go
I'm
ahead.
Not a big Taylor Swift fan, y'all, by a long shot. But I have to give props where they are, where they, you know, where they should.
Right.
And she's definitely doing something over there. Did you hear about the Vanguard Awards?
No, what happened with the Vanguard Awards?
You guys will never guess who's getting the Vanguard Awards.
Oh.
None other than Yeezy.
Yeah. Really?
Kanye West is receiving the Vanguard
Awards. You know what?
Awards.
I think I did hear something about that. Kanye.
It's the video Vanguard
Awards.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, set it up. We don't want to hear anything else about you talking about the VMAs, any awards.
Right.
Here's your video award. Just take it. Don't say anything.
I know, that's
don't
right.
Thank
don't
anybody.
Say nothing. Right. Just wave and take it. Right.
Yeah. His
okay,
video
Kanye.
Award.
Interesting. Oh, Lord. Kanye, please act right tonight, because I don't know.
Right. Put
He's probably
going to
run up there and be like, now y'all know that should have been Beyonce. The best video
I'll be
of
like,
the what? Year.
Sit down, Kanye. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really? That is hilarious. Mm-mm-mm. So. All right, you guys.
I'm proud
so we
of
have.
That's a good look, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but go Kanye. Okay, so we've got this best artist to watch category, and this is interesting because I only know one of the artists that's in this category. So anyway, okay, maybe someone else knows the other people. So we have Fetty Wap with Trap Queen. I don't know what it is with Fetty Wap. But anyway, Fetty Wap with Trap Queen. We got FKA Twig with Pendulum.
Wait, time out. You don't know who Fetty Wap is? You do know who Fetty
no,
Wap
that's,
is.
I do. That's the only one that I know in the category.
I was going to say, because I didn't know who he was at first either, so I get it.
I didn't at first, but I figured it out.
I was like, what? Fetty Wap?
I thought, who is this fool dancing across the stage?
I don't know how big Fetty Wap is in New York. Have you heard of Fetty Wap? I'm sure you have. You probably just don't know who Fetty Wap is. Sir Charles?
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him. I think he's out in New Jersey or something like that.
Is he big in New York, like up top? Because
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I saw like a clip of him. I was like, who is this fool dancing across the stage? And then like, I think like a niece and nephew was like, that's Fetty Wap. I was like, okay. So that's kind of how I found out. But yeah, I was like, oh my.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
I was in the car driving and one of my friends was like, I was like, who, what's his name? And it was like, Fetty Wap. I'm like, huh?
Right. Ooh. What is a Fetty Wap?
What does that
right.
mean? That's just like when I first said Waka Flocka. Well, Waka Flocka, I was like, Waka Flocka. Like, they're really coming up with some interesting names.
Okay, really? Then didn't help, like, I would never know what Waka was saying. I was like, what? Okay, sorry, Waka, love you. But I didn't. Like, at first, I was like, what do you say? I don't know. So. Okay. Oh. So Fetty Wap with Jeff Queen is in the category. FKA Twigs with Pendulum. George Ezra with Budapest. I don't know these people, you guys, but if any of you listeners do, then you can definitely chime in at any time. We've got James Bay with Hold Back the River and Vance Joy with Riptide. I don't know.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Fetty Wap.
We'll see.
Because people know who he is. Yeah.
I don't see him. What's the category again?
Artist to watch.
Artist to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm sure we know one of those other artists. We just don't know the song name, like, or their name. We had to have heard their song, though. Which is crazy.
The FKA Twigs person sounds kind of familiar, but I'm not really sure.
What's the song's name?
Pendulum.
No sé.
Yeah, it's not
we'll
random
out.
Me either. We and will
you,
find out, you guys.
Give us a call, 646-595-4038. Tune in with us. We want to hear you.
Let us know what you guys think. Who's going to win this category? Let's see what else we've got coming on tonight. So, you guys, we've got Best Hip Hop Video and Best Collaboration. Let's check out the Best Hip Hop Video, see what we've got in the category here. So, this one, in this category for Best Hip Hop, we've got Big Sean featuring E-40 with I Don't Choose. So, that's Big Sean featuring E-40. We've got Fetty Wap with Trap Queen. We've got Kendrick Lamar with All Right. Nicki Minaj with Anaconda. And Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth with See You Again. What are you guys thinking for this category?
I was going to let Sir Charles go ahead first.
Nicki Minaj and
Nicki Minaj and Anaconda.
I don't know. Maybe I should get my tarot cards out. See what's going on.
The tarot cards. You know what? I don't really know. This is a good one. I'm kind of torn between Nicki and Big Sean. But I'm going to give it to Nicki, too.
And what's the category?
That didn't come out right. This is Best Hip Hop Video.
I think I'm going to go with Wiz.
Wiz Khalifa?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, you guys. So you heard it for the Best Hip Hop Video category. We've got two with Nicki Minaj and one with Wiz Khalifa. You guys make sure that you tune in tonight to the award show to find out who won the category. for Best Hip Hop Artist. So next week, on next week's show, after the award show has aired and everything, next week we will come back with the recap and we will have the red carpet review for the VMAs for this week and all of that good stuff. And, of course, if you guys want to chime in with your comments and things about tonight's VMA show, then you definitely can do that next week on Beauty and Beats. So let's get back into our next category, you guys. This one here.
Drum roll. Wait,
I wish I could find the drum roll here. But we got Best Collaboration. Let's see here. This should be a really good category. So we've got Ariana Grande and The Weeknd with Love Me Harder. We've got Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj with Bang Bang, which is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Mark. Yes, I love that. We also have Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar with Bad Blood. And then we've got Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth with See You Again. Best collaboration. I don't even know. Right now, it's between Bang Bang with Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj, and Uptown Funk. I'm torn. What are you guys thinking?
Bang bang. Bang bang.
Bang bang. What are you thinking, Jay?
I'm thinking that I'm torn too, but I'm torn more between Wiz, because that was an awesome song, and and Uptown Funk, because that was a great song too.
We don't know, you guys. We don't know about this category, though. These are some really good collaborations in this category, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Bang and, Bang, Uptown Funk, or Wiz?
Shout out to the Fall Out Boys fans out there. They just won best, a rock video, I think it was. They just won the best video, rock video.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Shout out to the Fall Out Boys.
I like them, actually. So
cool.
In addition to the categories, I did find a list of the performers for tonight.
Let's find out what's going on.
Okay, so we've already mentioned Nicki Minaj's opening.
Mm-hmm.
Then we know that Justin Bieber is performing, and we know The Weeknd is performing along with ASAP Rocky. Actually, 21 Pilots and ASAP Rocky are performing together. But we also have Tori Kelly, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Demi Lovato, and Pharrell Williams.
What?
Yep.
All right. I love me some Demi Lovato.
And I doubt, I don't know why, I just have this feeling that Kanye is just going to walk up on the stage and accept an award. I have a feeling he might actually give us a surprise performance.
It wouldn't surprise. You know what? You're probably right. You are probably
because
right.
He just can't go up there and just. He can't be quiet.
Right, he's not going to just accept that award and just sit down like he's supposed to do. He's not. He's going to do something. I agree. I totally agree.
So I look forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing him and who else. The performances this year, I look forward to seeing Nicki, because I know Nicki really does put on a great show.
Right.
But I don't know about any of the other artists, like Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Seen them.
Yeah. I'm actually interested in seeing Nicki and also Tori Kelly, because I think that she is super talented. So I am looking forward to seeing Tori Kelly. And I do like Demi Lovato.
Demi has come some ways.
Yes.
She has.
Definitely. She has.
And she looks great.
You interested in seeing anyone? She does. She looks amazing. I just saw her on the on a magazine cover. I don't even remember what magazine it was, but she looks fabulous.
So I'm sorry. I forgot to mention Justin Bieber too. So Nicki and Justin are my two.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in seeing Justin too. Come into his manhood, and he's on tour, and I'm interested in seeing him do his book performance and everything, and so that should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be totally
Anyone you're looking forward to seeing?
I want to see them all. I want to be entertained.
Yes. You want to be entertained?
Yeah, I do.
Turn up.
I want to see who's going to let us have it on stage.
Right, who's going to leave it all out on the stage, right.
Okay. Let it all hang out.
Yes, indeed. Well, I am looking forward to it, too. And you guys, we have like 4 minutes left in our show here. So those are just only a few of the categories. There are a ton of other categories for tonight's MTV VMAs. Make sure that you guys watch tonight. We'll be watching. And make sure that you check us out next week when we talk about the red carpet rundown and some of the best moments of tonight's award show. So that should be pretty fun. I cannot wait to see Kanye West's Vanguard Awards.
Y'all gotta see Nicki Minaj's outfit. She just walked on that red carpet. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. But she got fly gold dress on that's really nice, tight, and fitted. And it looks hot, honey. She's rocking it.
All right. Get Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Work it. Okay. I heard that.
She did that.
Get it, Nicki.
I can. Right. I cannot wait to view the red carpet and check out what everyone has been wearing, you guys. So we're going to talk about it, and we are going to have the best and worst dress on the red carpet for the VMAs. You know how we do it. And we will have all of that for you guys on next week's show as well. So I'm excited. I cannot wait to get into the show. It's going about 32 minutes until the actual VMA show, so you guys get ready for that. We're getting ready to wrap up here. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure that you catch this every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Dalhousie Radio. And make sure that you tune in and call us up each week. We want you guys to call in and talk to us and let us know who you want us to have on the show and what other content you want us to have on here. We are, you know, interested in knowing what you guys would like to hear. So you can follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats, D-H-R. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, D-H-R. You can follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. And I'll let my co-host go ahead and give out their Twitter handles and all of that good stuff.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at I am Jahaira. That's J-A-H. I'm sorry. Let me start from the beginning. I A M as in Michael, J A H A I R A, and on Instagram it's IM_Jahaira.
All right, you can follow me on Instagram at Makeup by Sir S I R.
All right, you guys. We want to thank you again for tuning in. We will check you guys next week. You have a great Sunday. I'm about to get ready so I can check out these VMAs, and we will see you guys next week. We're out.
Peace.
Okay, and we don't have any going out music. Let's see if we can find some. All right, you guys. Well,
you would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now I can fuck shit up again until the dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up in couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Till you niggas get it right, bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light, prior to the heat I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind, disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger, get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling shit a Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stones. That cost a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, Duke, Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah. You would think I play ball. The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding. See me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but cow. So much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big ring. I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you could catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play light, nigga. Turn your shit down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cops are going to your damn leash to drive.